A Good Fit, a Star Wars Sequels Trilogy fanfic, written by Artemis 1000, read by Black Glass. Rey loved him, but it was a fact of life that Poe Dameron was one big fat liar.
"Everything's better in an X-Wing, right?"
Finn grumbled, before she could voice her own such thoughts. Mind you, Finn was also the one with the bump on the back of his head. If anybody got first dibs on grumbling, it was Finn. Poe gave them his best resistance poster boy smile and declared,
"Oh, come on. It isn't that tight a fit."
Rey, squished in an awkward crouch between the seat and the side console, begged to differ. And so did Finn, who sat hunched over on Poe's lap.
"I don't think you're supposed to do this with three people,"
Rey chimed in, and rubbed her aching elbow.
"That's quitter's talk,"
Poe declared, and pulled Finn into a kiss, which happened to be about the only thing he could do. Nobody had even lost a piece of clothing since they climbed into the ship, just because that required more freedom of movement than they had. Finn's hand found Rey's body, and she was very grateful that she'd lost her Jedi robe before climbing in. She would have gotten stuck somewhere and strangled herself with the thing. When Poe's hand joined Finn's, and Finn started making soft moans, which told her Poe's other hand was busy as well, Rey was about willing to reconsider the X-Wing idea. Of course, that was the exact moment the hatch opened, and they looked up, right into the face of one very startled mechanic, trying to get in some late-night work. Poe sounded only slightly chagrined as he apologized to the mechanic, but his bright red face told a different story. Rey knew he was just as mortified as the rest of them, probably more so due to his rank, and the expectation of being a role model for proper soldierly conduct that came with it.
"You know," Rey said, as they made their way back to their quarters in awkward silence, "the Falcon's going to be back soon."
She let that thought sink in, and waited for two pairs of eyes to zero in on her, before adding,
"That cockpit's large enough for three." End of story. Thanks for listening.